And now on Nights with Steve Price, the 50 Up Club with Kaylee Harris.
Yes, and we're always trying to find ways to to save money for our 50 Up Club members. Kaylee Harris, evening to you. Great to be with you again.
Thank you, Steve, and you.
Let's start on petrol. We go through waves on petrol costs. We have great debates about it being so expensive and the swings and roundabouts on petrol. It seems to me, am I imagining this, that the old discount cycle has almost disappeared?
Yeah, or you can't figure out, you know, there's no predictability to the cycle. It was a time when Tuesdays were cheaper, but now you just can't predict it. It can just go up whenever, and it's really frustrating. I find it frustrating. But you know what we found at the 50 Up Club this week? We were trialling this new gadget called a GoFar.
Now, what GoFar?
GoFar, yeah.
As in G-O. F-A-R.
That's the one. So what it does, it plugs into your car, into your engine via underneath your dashboard, and you sit it up on your dashboard, and it records all sorts of things like fuel economy. It will also remind you when you need it, your car needs a service. It'll tell you if there's something wrong with your car. But what it does, what I found for me is, it's got these series of lights across the front of it, and if you're driving fuel efficiently, as in you're not being heavy on the brakes or heavy on the accelerator, the little lights stay blue. But as soon as you put your foot down hard on either the brake or the accelerator, it pops up bright red. And so what you find yourself doing is challenging yourself to stay in the blue zone, and therefore you're obviously saving petrol and you're calmer, because I could be a bit of a lead foot. So I noticed for me, when I was using it, I just calmed right down because I was testing myself to keep those lights blue. So it's a nifty little device, some new technology. It's Bluetooth with your car and away you go. And it retails for around $129. And
You reckon you get the savings out of it? Your technology officer, Daniel Godinez, actually tested this thing, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And he found his car was gone from wasting 15.9 cents a litre per 100 kilometres to 12.8. So he was, you know, he was saving $17 a tank of fuel, because the fuel lasts longer, just because he was learning how to be more efficient by reading these little lights. So it's a bit of fun. I think it's, guys would love it, because, you know, guys love cars and technology. I think it's particularly good for men, and we've got Father's Day around the corner, so just a nifty little idea.
It's not a bad Father's Day present. Yep. It ranks your braking and acceleration both out of 100.
Yep.
So presumably if you roar off from the lights, it's not going to give you a very good ranking. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, the more you stay in the red zone.
I'd be hopeless then.
Yeah, well, me too. I was around 78% as well, and on acceleration, and about 80 for braking. But Dan, our tech guy, he managed to do better and got his acceleration up to 100%, which is obviously what you're aiming for. But that's a good thing about it, is it just challenges you to drive a little bit better. There's also a leaderboard where you can put in your times and your scores to other people that have got to go far, and you can try and challenge yourself to get to that top of that leaderboard.
So what do you plug it into?
So it plugs into underneath the dashboard, where your steering wheel is. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, the little thing where your fuses are, that little...
Oh, yeah, fuse box.
Yeah, I'm clearly a woman. I don't know anything about this.
Me either.
It plugs in there, and it will plug into any car which is post-2007 model.
Yeah, and then it sits on a suction cap on your dashboard.
That's it. Away you go.
And it just... You drive depending on the flashing lights.
Yep. You try and keep those lights blue, and that means your engine's not working too hard and you're being very fuel efficient. So psychologically, it's a great little device.
So just put GoFar into Google and it'll come up, and you can work out where to buy it. You can buy it online, I guess. Talk
Absolutely.
About private health insurance. We did a story on private health insurance on The Project on Monday night, and I started by asking the head of the AMA, do private health insurance companies make their products so confusing and so hard to understand deliberately so that you can't work out what you're paying?
What did they respond to that?
The AMA believes they do. I mean, no one knows. I mean, if you did a poll in the street of 20 people, I would defy more than one or two to tell you what they're actually covered for.
Yeah, well, you'll recall that former Federal Health Minister Susan Ley was looking at, she brought in a committee to try and make it easier by getting rid of junk policies and putting these policies, I guess, into three categories, bronze, silver and gold, so that people would have some sort of chance of understanding it. But one thing we found at the 50 Up Club, which was interesting, and I found this from personal experience as well, our members are saying it's happening, is a lot of public hospitals are asking private patients if they can use their private health fund when they go into hospital, and if they do, they'll give you all these extra incentives. Now, I put Mum in hospital last week. She had a bit of pneumonia. She's got private health cover. She's had it for years. And I said to the admission staff, look, I can't really afford the out-of-pockets at the moment, so let's just put her in as a public patient. And they said, no, we'll put her in as a private patient. We'll throw in a free TV while she's here, free telephone, we'll waive the $500 excess and there'll be no out-of-pockets for you. Is that okay? And I said, oh, yeah, that's a win-win. That's great.
So where was this?
This is at in Sydney in Hornsby Hospital. But what I've since found out, it's not actually a win-win because it's costing the health funds a fortune. So they're jacking up their premiums to cover all this money going into public hospitals, and it's happening across some of our major hospitals like Fairfield, Westmead, and also, you know, the Austin in Melbourne, some of the big hospitals in Brisbane as well. All the public hospitals are apparently doing this, and they're offering things like free car parking, magazines, all that kind of stuff, just to get people to hand over their private health information. So it's not as so much of a win-win as you would think.
One thing you, there's some advice on the 50 Up website about finding out who your private health insurer is. Mine's Medibank Private. Mm-hmm. Ringing them up and asking them, what am I covered for? Because this is the question that I think everyone needs to know. Because if you're a 60-year-old woman, you don't need pregnancy cover.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just downgraded Mum from, she was costing $200 a month, and I downgraded her to $110 by removing cataracts. And the point is that, you know, something like, even though she's 82, she may well get them, we would have plenty of notice that she was going to get them because cataracts don't form overnight. And as soon as you think that's happening, then you opt back into
the health. So how do you get to this built-up level of coverage? Is it just happen over time and you don't notice?
Yeah, you set and forget. And, for example, you know, when you have kids maybe in your 20s or your 30s and you're covered for pregnancy, people just don't check it again. And they keep the same policy and it goes on. They stay loyal to that provider. They want all that cover. They want maximum cover. They want to be covered for absolutely everything. And then all of a sudden they realise that the premium's gone up to, you know, $200 or $300 a month, and they don't need, or they might be young, don't need hip replacements at that age. They don't need, you know, pregnancy, as you said, when you get older. So you can tailor make your policy and bring down the cost dramatically. But we tell everyone, just always check your health fund and what you're covered for once a year. Just do a little health check on it. Give them a call and say, what am I covered for? Am I on the best deal? And quite often that you won't be, because, you know, they bring in new products all the time and you may be on an old product. It's costing you a fortune. You don't need to be.
And the experience of when you ring, they actually are open and willing to share that information with you?
Absolutely.
Don't make it difficult?
No, absolutely, Steve, because it's a very competitive marketplace at the moment. People are opting out of private health cover in record numbers. So to keep the business and to keep their customers happy, they are being very aggressive with their marketing, but also with their competitors as well. So they will talk to you, and they'll happily go through with you just to keep you on board and to keep you handing over those premiums every month.
Great tip. Thank you, Kaylee. I'll talk to you next week.
Good on you. Thanks, Steve.
Kaylee Harris from the 50 Up Club.